get a call, I assume.
This is 280.
I don't know what I assume. So I'm now in the car, but
sure.
I can talk if you can hear me and.
We can, and I apologize. It's kind of 1 to 5. We didn't book them in exact time slots just due to the amount. So I apologize for the confusion in that regard. I'm assuming that, you have an appeal based on the classification, correct?
Yeah, I mean, that's.
Help you. We've shared this with dozens of folks today and yesterday. One thing that we're doing on the classification is we're kind of just hearing from everybody at this point, and then we're tabling the issue, and the board is going to make some kind of determination on them, but we just want to allow you to briefly share about, you know, maybe why you basically share your case, if you'd like to do that.
I mean, I can, and again, I don't know if it makes much sense to bore you with all the legal arguments that I'm sure you have already been inundated with today. But I mean, long story short, under the tax laws, my property is just, it's not a commercial property. I own one house. I don't own a bunch of houses. It's not rented out 365 days a year. My family goes there, enjoys it. It's not a commercial property, end of discussion. So, you know, I feel like the change without any vote, without any change to law, just seems against the law. And I know there's a number of reasons why it doesn't fall within a commercial property under the tax code. I don't have any of my notes in front of me. Like I said, my letter said 1 o'clock. It didn't give a window, so I didn't realize there was
a
window otherwise. I would have been more prepared.
So. Sure. And what you just said, you know, just helps give us context that they're not all alike. Is that in where you're at? I know you're at the Chateau Cove. Is that zoned residential or commercial?
It's residential.
Okay. Well,
and again, you're not arguing with the value that's on there. It's just the classification, correct?
Correct. Yeah, I'm not arguing about the valuation. You know, because if it's residential, it's taxed at 1%, and if it's commercial, it's taxed at almost double. So, yeah, mine's a classification issue, not a valuation issue.
And is it a property that you advertise year-round and that occasionally, however much it rents, I don't know how much it rents. Do you ever report how much it rents?
I know we pay the sales tax on the nights that we do rent, so that would get reported.
So you pay sales tax on the nights you do, okay.
Yeah, on the nights that it is rented, we collect the sales tax. But, you know, I'll go in a year in advance and block off weeks, months, days, whatever, that I want to use it. And then whatever I don't block off gets put into a pool if someone rents it. Fantastic, but that's about it. I'm not advertising it. I'm not doing much of anything. It's pretty passive.
All right. Well, just so you understand, the basic impetus of this, and you may know this, is that, you know, a fair amount of business owners, such as hotel owners, say, well, I'm 100% commercial. Why don't these people have to also do that? In the past, they've had this arrangement that, you know, you report in the number of room nights and they zone you so much commercial and so much residential. That's also, you know, it's all based on self-report. It's kind of difficult to monitor, and we don't know the answer to this classification, whether it should be mixed use, entirely residential, entirely commercial, but we're going to try to come to a conclusion on it. We've heard from a lot of people, and they've yes, they've made a lot of legal arguments as well. So you know, we're going to do the best we can. Inevitably, I'm going to guess that whatever we do, somebody's going to appeal it. And so maybe at some point we will actually get an answer, so we don't have to have these conversations again. But that's just kind of what we're wrestling with. We're going to try to get to the classification issue and get it decided by next week, I suspect.
$600 a month. Not that I want to pay more taxes, but if there's a middle ground, certainly I think it would be some middle ground, right? Because my house is not 100% commercial. My family and I, we're heading out there next week, and we'll be there for a long time. So,
I
it's certainly not a commercial property.
Right.
But, if there's a middle ground, that sounds fair.
And we have people like yourself that do use it a fair amount for themselves and their family, and then we have people that just purely buy these properties and just use them to rent out. So there's some differences. And is there something you wanted to say?
Well, your own form that you had her sign, she does say it's available 300 nights a year.
Right.
Hey, Jen, thank you for, sorry for the mix-up on the...
Oh, no worries, Sam.
All right, you have a great night.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you. I'm going to assume that anybody who decides to put their house up for rental probably is trying to do it any night somebody will rent it. I mean, I assume. I'm not...
Yeah.
I mean, we could try to make a rule, but how are you going to check that? You're going to check every website to
which
find
is my
it?
Point.
How
like
would
I
you,
said,
how
when I did the
that?
Letter, and the more questions I had to ask, it was like, where are you sleeping tonight? And I thought, that's pretty intrusive. You know, that's what it was kind of getting down to when I was trying to narrow it down.
Yeah, I don't think that's something you ought to have to do.
BOE number 282, our last one on the list for the day.
I wanted to stay.
Right, I'm sure you'll have plenty of work. I'm sure this isn't the lion's share. I know this isn't the lion's share of your work, Susan. I know you work significantly outside this. Nope. Eric and Gabriella.
Just another commercial. Or is it evaluation?
Hello, this is Eric Hermanson.
Hey, Eric, this is Jeff Reynolds from the Taney County Board of Equalization here with the David Akers board member in the assessor's office looking at your appeal. Did I catch you okay time?
Yeah, this is fine.
Anyway, you are the last person on our docket,
okay.
So we're happy to get to you. And we've been waiting for you all day. We are looking at your appeal here, and I assume it's based off of classification, correct?
I get the idea that you've had a lot of this same conversation today.
We have, and I don't know if, you know, some folks have been listening in, but just to let you know, we're not making any determinations today on the classification issue, but we are wanting to let you and let other folks share their concerns and such and give their input into this. And so if you would like to just briefly share maybe some of your concerns, and we're looking through also, you know, your paperwork as well.
Okay. Well, actually, as I was sitting here this afternoon waiting for your call, one thing that I thought of was that when I got the card and looked at it, you're actually suggesting that I am doing an illegal activity. And rather than turning me over to an authority, you're asking me for money for my illegal activity.
And what card are you referring to?
The card from the assessor saying that, you know, I've been reassessed for 100% commercial. Because if you're doing a commercial activity in an area that's zoned residential, that is
evaluation
outside of the law.
He's not contesting value, though, right?
No, I am not contesting value, just the classification as commercial. But the thing is that using this condo has been determined to not be an illegal act. It is, in fact, a residential activity as determined by previous case law. And so that's the main argument that I have, is that it is zoned residential. The activity that is going on in there is residential. I'm not running a dentist office or a daycare or a t-shirt printing facility. It is a residential property, and it is being used for a residential activity. It actually is the only property that I own. My primary residence is a rental. I'm renting this. So if something ever happens to the property that I'm living in, like, you know, a storm comes along and a tree falls on it, then I would be, you know, one option I have is to move into the only property that I own, which is there in Branson. At that point, are you saying that I would then need to, you know, the nature of the property hasn't changed, just how it's being used. Well, I mean, it's still being used as a residence.
Eric, I'm assuming that you occasionally come down here and stay in it.
Occasionally.
Yeah. You occasionally may stay in it, but it's available for nightly rental, basically.
Correct.
And in the past, have you been either paying sales tax or reporting nights or anything like that, or is it just one of those? I mean, we have a lot of people that have both. I'm just not asking accusatorily. I'm just asking.
Yeah. We've been paying sales tax because we thought that we had to.
Right.
We purchased the property in March. We've only had it for a few months.
Okay.
Hey, that was the fairest answer I've heard all along. We pay sales tax because we think we have to. I don't think anybody else would voluntarily do it if they didn't have to.
Okay. And just so you know, and we've told everybody else this, we're trying to come to a consensus here on what we want to do. On the one hand, we have, you know, other businesses such as hotels that pay 100% commercial for everything that they have, and then we have people that are also renting nights out to people with these residential properties, and they of course pay either a portion commercial or nothing commercial until we had obviously this latest round, and we have hundreds of appeals, and these are a large part of them. We're going to make a determination and classification issue probably sometime next week. And we appreciate all the input. We've heard from a lot of people on both sides, and it's a tough issue, but we're going to try to make a decision that is hopefully kind of fair across the board.
Sure. Yeah, I expected by the end of the day that you'd have heard it all.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we do still value your input, Eric, and thank you for your investment in our county, and we'll keep you apprised of the changes.
Yeah. I very much appreciate the ability to participate remotely, because I'm in St. Louis. I had to work today, and
well, one of the advantages of the pandemic is that they suddenly discovered we could do a lot of things remotely.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Eric.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a great one. Bye.
You too. Bye.
I'm going to make a motion that we recess till tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
All right. Got it. Wes, can I get a copy? There was this Jeremy Worley, who, of course, provided a bunch of stuff because of his experience, but there was another guy right before him with the last four on the list that also had attached a fair amount of case law to his stuff.